The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says it allows states to implement work requirements for Medicaid recipients. Those requirements generally include recipients to be working, looking for work, volunteering, or in school. There are other exemptions for groups of people as well. The Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or ACCESS, the state's Medicaid program, has submitted a waiver request to implement these kinds of requirements. We have two perspectives on this today, starting with Will Humble. He's the director of the Arizona Public Health Association and former director of the state health department. And Will, for Arizona, how significant is this policy shift from the feds?
So what makes it significant is it really signals, it's a signal from the federal government that they're inclined to approve the Medicaid waiver that ACCESS, that's our state Medicaid agency, turned in about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Essentially, ACCESS turned in a waiver request asking permission from the federal government to include some work training and community engagement requirements for quote unquote able-bodied adults to qualify for Medicaid. So, when ACCESS put in the waiver, they included a series of exemptions from that. So, for example, people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, people in our what we call our long-term care system in Arizona, American Indians, et cetera, so are excluded from these requirements in the ACCESS waiver request. And the ACCESS waiver is really pretty consistent with the memo that came out yesterday from the federal government.
Would you expect the waiver to be approved entirely as is? I mean, can CMS sort of line item veto, for lack of a better word, certain aspects of it?
Oh, yeah. The federal government, CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, has a long history of putting conditions on certain waiver requests and approving some parts but not others. So I think that's in all likelihood what we'll see from this new waiver request from our state Medicaid agency. I think in the vast majority of this recent waiver for community engagement, work requirements, and work training, et cetera, will be approved. The parts that I don't think will be approved are the 5-year lifetime limitation on benefits for quote unquote again able-bodied adults. That was not included in the CMS memo from this week, and I don't expect CMS to approve that 5-year limitation on benefits. But who knows? I mean, they might do that. The other area where I think the feds may ask ACCESS to be more specific is in terms of volunteer and community volunteer work counting towards that community engagement or work training requirement.
Given the exemptions of groups of people, some of which you mentioned earlier, who do not need to follow this requirement, and given, you know, sort of the ability of recipients to be in school or volunteering, things like that, do you expect that this change will affect a lot of Arizonans on Medicaid?
Well, there's a common misconception, I think, out there that folks on Medicaid aren't employed. And actually, the reverse is true. The majority of Medicaid members actually have someone in their family that's working. It's just that the pay is low and they qualify for the Medicaid benefits. And so in that respect, this will apply to, you know, a fraction of the members. However, it really applies to all of them in the sense that when you put this kind of requirement in place, there's going to have to be reporting requirements. And how do you demonstrate to the agency that you've met the requirements? And so if you have somebody working in your family and they say it's a fast food restaurant or something like that, you're meeting those work requirements, but the devil's really in the details. How do you translate that information to the Medicaid agency or ACCESS to make sure that they understand and know that you're meeting those requirements? And so that's why I wanted to get to in this conversation here is really the impact to me isn't so much with the policy that ACCESS asked for. It's the implementation. How do they do it? Are the reporting requirements electronic? Is there some way that people can use their cell phone to report and document that they're meeting those work requirements? Or is it going to be a paper-based system with a paper stamp using residential addresses and people move apartments and houses all the time? So really, how it's implemented, I think, is really the determinant of what the practical impact of this is in the community, not so much the policy itself, but how good of a job does the agency do in implementing it and making it easy for people to document that they're meeting the requirements?
Do you have any sense of what Access is thinking in terms of how this might be implemented?
Well, they've got a lot of diligent people in that agency, and I'm sure they're thinking about that. I don't myself know what the plans are, but I'm sure they're thinking that through, because when CMS approves the majority of this waiver, you know, they're going to have to get moving and implement that. And so that's something that they are sure are thinking about. You know, once they turn the key and the feds say yes, you know, there's not that much turnaround time for the rest of 2018. Sounds like, you know, several months, sounds like a long time, but when you're implementing something as complicated as this, it's pretty short turnaround time.
Will Humble is director of the Arizona Public Health Association and a former director of the State Health Department. Now let's turn to Cynthia Zwick, executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association, which works to end poverty. And Cynthia, let me ask you the same question. How significant do you think this policy shift is?
Right. It's a very significant shift from previous policy. In fact, when Arizona submitted their request in 2016, the same organization, CMS, rejected that request because it could undermine access to care and does not support the objectives of the Medicaid program, which is to provide comprehensive health care coverage to low-income people so they get the needed health services. So it's a drastic shift in policy.
Given the groups of people that will be exempted from this policy, do you have a sense of how many Arizonans might actually be affected by this?
Well, I don't know the exact numbers in Arizona. What I can tell you is that they are likely representative of everybody else across the country. And I think the thing that's interesting here, Mark, is that 64% of non-elderly adults are in, you know, receiving access or Medicaid assistance, health care coverage, are in families where someone is employed full time. 14% are in families where someone is employed part time. 51% of full-time workers are in jobs for which they qualify for Medicaid. So the fact that these folks are working, many of them are working, the majority of them are working, and they still can't afford, you know, their own health care coverage or aren't being provided coverage. So we think this could be detrimental. This work requirement could actually be detrimental to people staying covered with health care.
But if they are working, even if they're on Medicaid already, if they have a job, wouldn't they meet the work requirement? Wouldn't they be able to keep their coverage?
I think it depends on how the work requirements are structured. And that's kind of the unknown here. We don't really know what the requirements will be. We don't know what the reporting requirements will be. And it could create a situation where folks actually lose coverage for a period of time, which would be inconsistent with the policy. But as I said, the concern is that people are actually already working. And for those who aren't, the reasons that they're saying they're not working are either that they're ill or disabled, they're taking care of a family member, they're going to school or they're retired, or 6% of them are actually looking for work. So the reality is the policy that this is attempting to correct is really unnecessary. I mean, most of the folks that are receiving the care are working.
Given that Arizona has been looking to do something like this for a few years now, this is not just something that's coming up now, do you think that agencies that work with Medicaid recipients and maybe some of the Medicaid recipients themselves might be in a slightly better position to try to deal with any potential changes now than they might be had this been a brand new policy?
Well, I don't know. I'm not quite sure how to answer that question. One of the concerns I think that the community has is the capacity of the state programs like the jobs program to actually serve all of these folks. So if they're going to be seeking assistance through that program, you know, I guess the question would be, does the program have the capacity to really provide the support? It's difficult to say. I mean, that's a pretty significant hypothetical. I don't know how that will play out.
Cynthia Zwick is the executive director of the Arizona Community Action Association, and we'll post a link to the waiver application Arizona's Medicaid program submitted to the feds at theshow.kjzz.org.